Welcome to the Destiny Addicts Podcast. If you want to find a group of community guardians in your local time zone, build fire teams, meet face-to-face, and contribute to others outside the world of Destiny, this podcast is for you. This episode, we do normal DAP shenanigans, but only no C-bombs.
All right, it's episode 31. I got it right. And wow. It's Destiny Addicts. Yeah. I actually listened to episode 30 and realized how bad it was.
It does actually sound now like we're just a parody of ourselves every single time we get it wrong, basically, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I only listened to it yesterday, so I'm like, I'm going to get it right this time. It's episode 31. It's not that hard.
It would have been really good if you did fuck it up again, having just listened to the previous episode.
No, it would not have been good at all. Not for my well-being and mental well-being.
But that's when I think, you know, we're sitting there going, is Bushman really stuffing it up now, or is he just like doing it?
Yeah, it's like one of the best practical jokes you can ever get. Like we're totally not sure anymore if it's even Bushman that's at the mic. It's probably his brother.
Dear. So are you guys experienced? Are you?
Here we go. You know, straight into it. Look at that segue.
Experienced in what? Like, you know, that's such a broad question, Bushman.
I don't know. I found Jimi Hendrix's song, and he wasn't very clear either. But you can make analogies into or metaphors into whatever you want, I guess.
Experience.
I've got experience in dying in the Crucible quite a lot. Like, I think I've got that down packed.
But do you get bright engrams from dying in the Crucible a lot?
Eventually.
I've got to say, Bushman, this has got to be one of your worst attempts at creating an interesting in to a discussion that we've ever had, I think.
Hey, I was gonna actually get the musical jingle. I might actually even put it in there. No, I don't think it'll be too late.
You're gonna crowbar some sound effects into the podcast after we've done. Look at
is that Thomas the Tank?
Sin, can you keep that up?
Pretty sure it was the Andy Griffith Show. Not showing my age or anything, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
Sounded like a kid show to me. Yes, so a bit of salt in the community about the experience. I didn't even really realise there was a problem.
That's probably because you don't play it very much, Bush.
Well, I kind of realised that every now and then I'd get bright engrams quickly and then not. I don't know.
Yeah. I think I get my first bright engram usually within about 10 minutes of the start of whenever I'm playing, and then it takes about 4 days for the next one to turn up.
Yeah. So maybe, and then someone did some science on it.
Some science.
You know what I reckon
someone
it was?
Someone did some maths.
I reckon what it was is because Bungie was big into the Clarion Call. Double experience, everyone's going to get bright engrams.
See, that's the thing.
Then they fucked up.
They fucked that up.
They didn't
really
do it.
Bad.
They wouldn't have known.
Yeah, it's like you know when you've got a kid and there's chocolate missing from the cupboard, and they've just got chocolate like over their entire body, like it's all over their face, it's in their hair, it's across all of their clothes, it's like it's even underneath their toenails somehow. And you're like, did you eat the chocolate? And they're like, it was my brother. It was like, yeah, are you kidding? Like, are you actually kidding with this? Like, that's how I feel. That's how I think Bungie probably feels right now. They're like the chocolate-covered child trying to deny that they ate the biscuits.
Well, at least it's biscuits.
Yeah.
A bit of a shitstorm, literally.
Yeah, it was a bit wank. Like, if you actually think about it, like, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's bright fucking engrams. What does it matter? And, like, there's probably some people that spent money that are like, oh my god, I can't believe I spent money on this shit. But, like...
Well, someone said, oh, my model lost $3.49, and I'm like...
Yeah.
That's not as bad as EA and their... I did research that after you said that, and they're like, Jesus, that's...
Oh, they... They make Bungie and Activision look like the gaming equivalents of Mahatma Gandhi, I think. Like, there's no way that this even compares to the Star Wars debacle. But in its own little way, they've obviously pissed off some small subsection of the neckbearded community that you know, needs to go actually upstairs and moan at their mum, whose basement they're still living in.
Mum, they stole $3.49 from me. Yeah. I've done the math.
And then mum says something like, no, they stole it from me because you don't have a job and you sponge that money. Yeah. Get out and get yourself a job, Bushman.
How do they actually steal money there? Like, they can't be doing that because you get Bright Engrams and they don't cost you anything.
So no, but you can buy them. You can buy Bright Engrams if you want all of the additional shit.
Yeah. The argument is that if you were getting it consistently, you wouldn't be tempted to buy the Engrams as often as you would.
Yeah,
like, if you were getting them, if you were doing public event after and they were just dropping like candy, no one would be tempted to get, you know, go and actually purchase it for real money. But Bungie in their wisdom have said, oh, you know what, there's a certain cap. We don't want to get, you know, we've got to tempt people into actually wanting this if they want it before the end of season one.
There's a certain cap, which is 10 minutes into after you've started playing.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless it's Crucible and then...
Because it doesn't look like, let's be honest, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of time before the throttle ink kicks in. It's like, by the time you're doing, like, your fourth public event, which most people would be doing on, like, flashpoints, it's like, you're getting throttled on your XP already. It's like, well, way to funnel us into throttled XP, guys. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, right at the front. Yeah, when you get your... two times at the start of the week when everyone runs straight to the flashpoint and then throttled straight off the bat.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shitty thing. Sync, I think you're about to say that people don't have to spend money on that shit, which is obviously correct. But given that Luke Smith did say it's supposed to be a collection game, I think removing people's ability, or at least penalising by 95% people's ability to actually collect the shit that you put into your fucking collection game, is a bit of a shit trick, to be honest.
A shit trick.
Like, from that perspective, I'd agree with that. But again, like, what do you get though? You get like an ornament for your exotic gun, maybe some shaders that are full up anyway that I have to keep deleting, and maybe some emotes. And a couple of ships or something.
So, shaders. Hang on, did you say maybe some emos? So like,
said orbit shaders.
Yeah. So like every time I open a Bright Engram, some 14-year-old goth falls out of it, complaining about the hardships of life.
Yeah, and then they're trapped in your vault for like until the next DLC.
No, they're not trapped in my vault. They're there voluntarily. Believe me.
No, they're not Bright Engrams, they're Dark
Engrams. Dark Engrams, that's so good. Dark Engrams filled with emos.
That's extra. Yeah, pay extra for the Dark Engram.
Yeah. Oh, for fuck's sake, here we go. Paying extra for a Dark Engram. It's like, I paid $5 and all I got was this depressed kid from Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That's pretty specific.
Thank you. It's like, I don't know why. I don't know why Iowa was the first American Iowa. Place okay, to come so into my...
Bad experiences in the past?
I don't know. Like, Sin, tell me something about Iowa that's going to redeem it in my eyes.
I don't even know anything about Iowa. I live in the U.S.
Right, let's go to Urban Dictionary. They'll tell us about
Urban Dictionary. Okay.
Because it almost sounded like Gibbo did like a geological survey on the mass population of emos in the US, and he's like, no, Iowa's the one. This is where they all hang out.
Yeah, what is
the problem is I don't know
Iowa.
How to spell Iowa. Is it I-O-A-H?
I think it's I-O-W-A.
You're thinking of Idaho.
Gibbo was
Iowa.
Right on that one.
Look at that.
Was it I-O-W?
I-O-W-A. 10 reasons why Iowa is the best. They have a low cost of living. Okay, that's also known as nobody wants to live there. We have cheap housing. Second, that means no one wants to live there. We have great education. Okay, I'll give them that. Their state is very safe. Where is it? Second lowest murder rate in the whole country. That means that only 500 people a second are getting killed in Iowa.
Iowa, a farming state that isn't a bunch of dumb farmers. That's Montana. Does that make sense?
So that was written by somebody who hates Montana then.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah, pretty much. That's all they're talking about. Yeah. So that is the Urban Dictionary. It's just idiots putting stuff on that people haven't. I don't even know what Urban Dictionary is. I know we go to it. Is that just like the Wikipedia for idiots?
Wikipedia for idiots, as opposed to like the Wikipedia for smart people. It's like
for all the academics.
Wikipedia for smart people. It's just like a page that says you already know this, and that's it.
No, there's nothing really interesting.
There's nothing really good about Iowa. So, like, that's probably why all the 14-year-old Hot Topic employees are really depressed. Because they're from Iowa. So, what's wrong with you?
I know what Hot Topic is now. Oh, dear. So, yep. So, that was that. That's pretty, yeah. I don't know. Look, the only thing I'd have to say, I'm surprised it's surprising how quickly Bungie can fix something like that as a quality of life improvement when all these other bugbears that they've been saying are going to take months and months and months, and what, 2 days into it, they're like, flick a switch, which they say they can never do.
Yeah.
Flick a switch and it's fixed.
I must admit, I'm finding it really hard to not scream in saltiness about some of those things at the moment, just because like that's such a good point that you make there, Bushman. Like, the moment they get caught with their hands in the cookie jar, they're like okay, switch is flicked, let's go. But when it comes to like 3 months worth of moaning that the community has done, not only do they not flick the switch, they barely even fucking acknowledge any of it.
Yeah.
So
they will. Luke Smith has said that in the next stream they're going to talk about the quality of life.
Luke Smith said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, this is the one thing that I think I'd love to see a bit more, is just communication. Like, if Bungie could say, look, guys, thank you. Here's our list of priorities. This is what we're looking at. Not even this is what we're going to fix. It's just want to know that they're actually looking at this stuff and they're acknowledging that they've made a bit of a boo-boo and that they're going to figure out a way to fix it. That's all it needs. But we don't even know that that's what they're doing. They're just kind of sitting there stony-faced and silent, not really saying very much, like an angry mother-in-law who just wants you out of the house.
Well, they did talk about 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago in the 12, where they said, yep, we're fixing this and this, and then it's just radio silence. There's no... I mean, that's the thing, like, when they say it's too hard to flick switches and things like that, which they've done, it's kind of against what they said when they... And again, I don't want to go into a salt session, but just...
No, let's
just
go.
As one example being, okay, we know Uriel's is too strong or whatever it is. They said that when one gun's too strong, they can quite easily just turn it down a little bit. And that's all Uriel's needs, just maybe a little bit of distance down or whatever it is, so just to balance thing out. So I don't understand why that can't be done quicker. Like, if there's 2 or 3 guns that are just dominating, push it down and encourage other people to do that. You don't have to wait every 3 months to do that. That was one of the selling points. There's static rolls where we don't have to do it as all you know, aggressive auto rifles are the same category. So once your doctrines of passing goes down, not that that's an aggressive one, whatever, but once that goes down, all the other crap ones go down as well. You can just decrease the one gun strength. So I don't get why they can't do things like that.
And I think they said in one of their TWABs, basically there are other guns out there that are just as good. So if you're talking about Uriel's, there are other guns out there that do similar damage or are just as good.
Yeah,
people just aren't using them. They're just not using them. That's probably why they're not turning them down.
Bungie might be right on that, but at the end of the day, people still get sick of being killed by the same gun, even if it's a crap gun.
Right.
They could just drop it down balance, like what people think is balanced.
Can you imagine the situation comes where they're like, okay, guys, it's time to nerf the fighting lion. everybody is trying their absolute damnedest to figure out how the fuck they can get more out of this game, and it ends up with every bugger and his dog running the fighting lion challenge to the point that like 50% plus of players were using the fighting lion in trials over the weekend.
Well, they could. I know exactly the point. They'll, when they buff it massively over the next update, and then they
they buff push it
back into the ground even worse than what it was. That's what they did in D1 all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, there have been other discussions from other podcasts I've listened to around tweaking, And agreeing tweaking. With what you're saying, Bushman. Like, they were saying, like, major weapon changes. Not twerking, tweaking.
I was about to say, like, lots, like, DTP is talking about twerking. I was like, okay, let's go. So, give us your opinion on twerking, Sink.
I'm not going to give you that opinion. Just okay. Finish off quickly. So, what they were saying is, do you wait 3 months for major stuff, or can we do minor updates, say, every month? And then rather than wait for that full 3 months, and that would get a more balanced system to go back on what you were saying.
Yeah, they told us that they were making all of these changes so that they could make like twerks to the ecosystem really easily. But they haven't done any. Have they? Done any?
So they can make twerks to the ecosystem. What, you're going to Harris Morn in the tower?
Oh, like, yeah.
Going backwards and forwards, up and down.
Well, she's not even there. Where is Harris Morn?
Well, she's just waiting for me to pick up the Starfire protocol from Xur this week so that I can...
She's hiding from Gibbo.
Yeah, she knows. She's hot for me, really. She's just playing hard.
But we do have to realize also about the changes that Bungie hasn't made. The game's only been out for 2 months. You know, a lot of people were talking originally about the player base, the people that are game whores that buy a game, play it hardcore for 50 hours in 1 week and then move on to the next game. They're not a true voice of the community that's going to be playing this game week after week. You can call them casual people. I don't play hardcore. I play a few hours every week, still enjoy the game. And to me, I don't really care as much about the changes as I do the additional content that's coming in about 10 days. It'll be probably less than that by the time the podcast drops. But, you know, I'm okay waiting this first 3 months for weapon tweaks. I'm okay if it comes down the pipe with the first DLC. I think changing it on the fly every month, it's just going to be in a pissing battle, basically, of how many times they can keep tweaking this to keep a certain set of player base, happy.
That could be true. That could be true. But I saw retweeted a pretty good example of, it was either Fortnite or PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, and they had shown where they had taken user voice, looked at data, and made changes in the space of a week. And I think that's a game that's not much older than Destiny 2, and they're showing that
their developer base. Yeah, like Bungie's big enough to be able to do that themselves.
They're making some small tweaks. So, like, I'm not saying that that's a perfect example or something else. And what they might be doing, seeing, is exactly what you're saying, and just, you know, shooting their whole foot off, you know, just to please a couple of vocal people. But I think, honestly, don't you think we're a bit past a couple of vocal game whores and now kind of well into the casual fuckers who are just like struggling for reasons to continue playing, like this genius.
You gotta understand though, right?
Oh, holy Genius. Whoa,
good morning guys.
Anybody hear that ghost?
Sorry,
okay, who is that?
He's just piped up, ready to just slam me down with some common sense here.
No. I just wanted to put a comment in there. My buddy's been playing Fortnite, and he's like a couple of guys have been asking me to come onto Fortnite with them. And one thing that I did hear from my buddy is that you can't actually create a character and retain that character. You just get a random character at the beginning of every game. I don't know if that's true because I haven't tried it. But in my opinion, that's just
weird. It's a different game, though.
A different game. But they focus on the different things, right? That's the reason why Destiny is good at what they do. They focus on their character and their storyline and developing
the character
that
doesn't talk.
And they also
the character that doesn't talk.
But they also
the mute character.
Okay, I'm sure that they don't talk in Fortnite either. Fortnite is just a run and shoot.
Yeah.
You just literally join a public area. You shoot people, and if you're still alive at the end of the time, you're alive.
They don't need to talk in Fortnite. Like, it would be nice if when someone's talking to my character, that it's my character and not my fucking mouthpiece ghost that responds back to these people.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, like, would you expect to be like a character that goes male one day, to a female the next day to like
yes what do you call that character? So weird. Just call it genius.
I don't know, we have to be very polite. Excuse you, genius. Yeah. Though we will call that bomb.
Excuse you,
that
excuse
will be a bomb you. Move.
Yeah. And you guys are also talking about Fortnite, which had a lot of criticism from basically stealing PUBG's battle royale.
Yeah,
which I don't really care about.
It is because stealing PUBG's idea.
Yeah, I don't really care about that because PUBG's more realistic, this is more cartoonish. I get it. I'm thinking about one day getting Fortnite, but...
If you want to play realistic, in my opinion, Battlefield has always owned the ground, in my opinion, on, like, physics when it comes to, like, shooter games. COD is not like that, because COD is not anywhere near the same.
The fish, COD.
Battlefield from COD as in, like, Call of Duty.
I'd love
but
for there to be
Battlefield
like a...
Forever, as long as I've played Battlefield since Battlefield 3 on the PlayStation 3, I've noticed that they have, like, bullet physics. So basically, if you shoot and you're using, a high-powered sniper rifle, you still see that bullet drop after a while.
Yeah. So it uses, real models for the bullet as opposed to hit scan, most of...
Yeah, so if you want to play something that's going to be realistic...
No, I'm not. I want to play something where I've got actual reasons past the fucking friend game to get on every week.
Fortnite is... Okay, how big is the player base for Fortnite?
I don't care. I don't play it. I'm talking about Destiny, man. I want my
fun. We are talking about Destiny, but I want to make sure that everybody knows...
Spoiler alert. Destiny Addicts Podcast now becomes Fortnite Addicts Podcast. Stay tuned for updates.
There's a huge difference. What I was trying to get to is the fact that people are grumbling about a game that has a totally different focus compared to Fortnite, and you're comparing the games, which are like in other words comparing apples.
No, I don't
to
think we were doing that. We were actually comparing them on the same responsiveness of the developers in this case.
Still different games, different different reasons for playing.
But they're still in the same market.
If you're gonna play Fortnite, go play Fortnite. Be gone with you. You're not an addict.
You are banished now.
You are not an addict. We are here to support Destiny addicts.
No. Hang on.
But the response time between the two are totally different. It is a different sandbox. Yeah. It is a different game completely. And that might be their decision to address that right then and there. But they might have had more time for data. Maybe there was more leading up to that we don't know about because we don't really follow the game.
But I'm still going with the grapes and cucumbers again. Grapes and cucumbers. Bungie basically set us up and primed us to say, we're changing everything where we're going to change the sandbox more often. That was their thing before Destiny 2, so I'm not saying that
and
it was my idea that
they
should do it, and
they
haven't done
it. They actually said that we're doing this to make it easier for us to make changes.
Yep, and they haven't done
it. And they haven't made any changes so far.
I don't mind them saying, you know what, we've had more on our plate, we're focused on other stuff at the moment, we haven't made changes yet, but ongoing, once we get past this DLC, we will do changes more often. Just tell us.
Let me put it in perspective in a different way. Let's say at work, okay, I'm gonna do this at work thing again. Okay, we have a shitty-ass weekend, we don't sell any cars. Monday, I don't fire everybody and start over. That's basically what we're saying, changing the sandbox more often. Bungie can't go from a weekend data point to Monday changing everything out, just like I can't fire my whole sales team on Monday because I didn't sell a damn car.
Trends over time,
I think, is what Bungie is going for, and I do agree that they're probably going to change it more often once more time progresses.
I would also say, though, that especially even now, when they've still got a lot of the player base in, like I'm not one of these people that prescribes to the idea that Destiny 2 is dead. I don't think it is, and I still think there's a decent enough player base there. But I also think that as a result of that they don't need 2 months worth of data to see that a gun is in need of a tweak. I don't think that's the case.
Whether or not it's good or bad, if it's overused, it needs to maybe be underused.
Let's also point to the fact that you said something, Sin, earlier about them saying, you know, there's a gun that everyone's talking about, that everyone's using. In that case, it was the Meta multi-tool because it was becoming dominant in all competitive and trials play. And they said, actually, there are guns that do a better job than the Meta at killing people. So they already have a good idea of what they think that stuff is. They haven't told you. It's just you. They told everyone else, Bushman. They just don't. They just don't like
it's
you.
The alpha code.
Yeah. They need to write an article just for you and say this is what you need to run. Yeah.
Just direct message me, yeah, Dave. Just
at Bushman on yeah, Twitter. It's not, get your results.
It's not.
I promise I won't tell anyone.
It's not. Twab,
I think there's one other factor.
TWFB this week for Bushman. And it's
everybody keeps complaining about the fact that they don't change the sandbox as often, but you also have to remember they have to test the code out too. If you change one part of the code, there's going to be another part of the code that's going to mess up because that code is changed.
But they changed the XP
everything
code.
Everything needs to change and work. So they're going to test
it before they
launch. I would argue that.
Would
you want to play a game where a gun is like overused, yeah, right? And then when they change it, that gun becomes no use at all because there's a part to it that just doesn't work properly because they didn't test it.
They already did that with the Fighting Lion.
I mean, I would have to disagree with the code part because you have to figure in a code structure, those stats are probably set in a small set of parameters and all they have to do is tweak a number here and there.
They'll push a number
up. I get that it's probably easy. Yeah, and I get that it's probably easy.
You work with code, no?
But there are more guns that are coming with this expansion that maybe do a better job that we haven't seen yet and have not been able to test. They could be waiting on that. They might have the reasoning behind it.
So why don't we don't want to try to put
too much thought at it, but
this is my question then. Why don't they just tell us that?
It was more about communication versus why can't you just fix it now?
I don't really have a good answer for that.
Exactly. Because
love the game, but come, buddy, you talk
about it. Yeah, but just
Sweetbeard, this is all I got to say. Sweetbeard.
Sweetbeard, great. Handsome beard.
Handsome dragon.
I think they could just do it.
I think there's one factor that, with what Sim was saying as well, I'd be interested to see how it changes after the DLC. Because at the moment we're saying the game's been out for a while, but we're forgetting that PC's only just come out. The meta's totally different on PC than what it is on consoles.
Yeah, that's true.
So to say Mida's dominant, then all of a sudden you go to PC, Mida's not dominant at all. It's actually a piece of shit from what I've seen and picked up comparatively to console.
Oh my god,
headcanon seem to be the meta on PC, right? Versus where it's not like that on console.
I've just had this nightmare vision sync from what you've just said there, where because one set of weapons is dominant on one platform and on another it's a different set, that Bungie are now in a position where they can't fucking change anything.
It may be, or it just may just be the patches they release might be a bit more platform specific. However, as we said, it's just about communication, letting the community know what's going on.
Well, think about it too, though, right? In D1, hand cannons were a meta, so was like a high fire rate pulse rifle like the Clever Dragon. Everybody had different weapons that had different kill rates, and if you could use one over the other, that's what you used. It's going to be the same thing with D2. Like you said, right? People on PC, they're very good at their mouse and keyboard. It's a little more accurate. You get less AA. At that point, your hand cannons are going to be the meta. That I guess.
Less alcoholics, right? Indeed, too.
I was about to say the same thing. Less alcoholics on the PC.
So there's
basically anonymous.
But indeed, too, on console, right? The Mida is a little bit is on the higher end of like the use range because of its like all of its tweaks and everything. And if they end up tweaking anything to change that, I guarantee you, you're gonna see it fall off the map really quick. And then you're gonna have the really good people that are still good with it that are gonna retain it as their main weapon.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with D1. Nothing's going to change. Just the fact that they change certain perks to weapons, or not necessarily perks, but stats to them, it doesn't change the fact that this is always going to be a game. Everybody's going to find the weapon that they prefer to use. Like, everybody knows me, right? Sync knows it. I prefer to use a hand cannon going into PvP than the Mida. And I don't care because I prefer to use it. I use it because I like to use my aerial space. I jump when I'm shooting, right? And if you're using a Mida, you can't jump and shoot. It's not that good. At least I can't do it well. That's why I don't use it.
And I did the same. Like, I quite like Mida being powerful now because, as I did in D1, I was a scout. I like scouts. So now
you've always been a scout person.
Continue it on. And for once, and D1 never had scouts as the meta in well, MITRE was always and it was an okay option, but
anybody that I've ever seen doing carries always had the MITRE on them.
Mm.
Everybody.
Nah, really?
No. Yeah. Palindrome killed the MITRE.
There was a guy named Dayshot.
MITRE was up there occasionally. I'm not gonna say it wasn't an option.
No, there's a guy that his name is Dayshot. He used the MITRE primarily on every single carry that
that's
he did.
One person, Gene.
And he carried guys. Well, that's one guy that I know.
That's an N of one.
I do have a question. There has been some mention around new content for the DLC and some new weapons. Have you confirmed War Camel's coming?
War Camels? Camels for Jay Howard.
there's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any mention of animals of any sort, unfortunately. Maybe that's what's going to come in the latest reveal. All of these quality of life improvements, they're actually just animals.
You could have your sparrow, or you've got your war camel with like twin laser guns.
Oh yeah, the little spider mines. That looks
that
like
that little rocket or grenade launcher that
it's just a shame. It's just a shame. You know what they're going to do? Yeah.
They've been telling us that the animals that they've been going to put in here for ages, people just haven't realised, but we're going to get beaver, we're going to get mongoose.
Beaver. You're going to get a beaver, you're going to get a camel's toe.
I haven't seen that era yet. But
we're going to put a moose knuckle in there somewhere.
I've been moosed before. A moose knuckle? Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. I reckon I know what that analogy is. Haven't heard that before, but...
Are you sure you
know what it is? So what are you saying? That some of the neckbeards are finally going to see what a beaver looks like?
$3.49. It's all yours. Dear.
That's good.
So that was 30 minutes. I thought that would be a nice 5-minute conversation about the salt. I mean, Reddit. I actually haven't been on Reddit very often lately, and then I just jumped on this week. I don't know why, for the first time. And if you read the first 20 articles, you'd think Destiny's dead. And not only the comments, but the comments within it. There's so many.
Some of it's really toxic and vitriolic. Like, that's true, but it. Does.
I didn't want to do this in here. I was actually going to talk about here about how we're not salty, but it's kind of.
On Reddit, it depends on which subreddit you go to. So if you go to Destiny the Game,
which is the biggest one, that's salty.
That's bad news. Yeah, that's bad news. But
if you go to Destiny Addicts the Game, then that's a good one.
Then there's no threads open in there at all.
There's not even one.
If you go to Destiny 2, it's actually a little less salty.
I'm really glad I don't even troll on Reddit or even go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to not be involved with all of that, to be honest. I'm the same with you, Sin. It's really easy to get caught up in all of the negativity. But like, I started to look for somewhere else on Reddit that was a bit less of a monstrous shit pit. And Destiny 2 as opposed to Destiny the Game is a lot better. So have a look at that. Also, if you want to restore your faith in the Destiny community, then also take a look at the Destiny Sherpa subreddit and the Crucible Sherpa subreddit, because that's just literally big groups of people trying to help other people out in Destiny. It's fucking fantastic. So there's people want to like guide you through raids, to teach you how to be better at Crucible. It's probably not the friend game, but it's certainly it's about doing something that you may not have otherwise been able to do in Destiny, which is fucking cool, especially if you've just spent like 3 hours gnawing at your own eyes in the Destiny the Game subreddit.
There's nothing better than showing someone how to do something for the first time, or you know, being shown for the first time, and then the first thing you think of when you get pushed through. Like Aileen got me through the raid in 40 minutes the other day, or Alan, through in 40 minutes, and it demonstrated to me I could do it. And then the first thing I thought, yeah, that felt great. But now I think I'm ready to start doing it for others.
So Bushman, you said there's nothing better than that. You've obviously never had a blowjob in the shower.
What?
Jesus. Yeah, because those, I've got to say, are probably they're a lot more special than your first raid, I think.
That's where the raid is, kiddo.
Oh, okay. straight back to the vault of arse, I see, Bushman.
I've never been there before. There we go. Has anyone else got anything they want to
know? No, I was going to say, like, you were talking about helping people for the first time. You've got something written down here, which I think is a good segue into what you wanted to talk about. Because there's people out there that may not know how to trigger all the active public events at the moment.
Yep.
You know, we've all been there, so I learned how they do. So I thought, you know, you wrote this and just thought I'd help you segue that in there.
Yeah. Well, I told Gibbo looked at that and he went, "We're not going to go through all this shit." We're going to do something back for the community, help some people. Because I, as I said, like I got sick of not knowing what I was doing. I knew the most common one. I mean, some of them are dead easy, so we're going to run through them real super quick. But maybe we'll take turns kind of running it through. Who knows what to do, for example, in the injection rig? That doesn't sound very good, does it? The injection rig.
Yeah, who knows?
That's the one with the vents, where you got to shoot the vents. So I knew what I had to do. I didn't quite know what I was doing and why it happened. I just kept shooting vents until there was damage that was coming out of it and threw a grenade at it, and that was it. So
you were basically that blueberry that everybody else was fucking cursing. What is this guy doing completing the normal event?
So, you've actually got to start it by killing a scion. There you go. And then shoot a vent at the top of the rig. So, I think I was just trying to shoot. I mean, half the time it worked because some other idiot probably, well, not idiot, and it was me, was actually killing the scion so that I could actually... So, the top of the rig, make sure you destroy it, kill the next scion, destroy another vent located in the middle of the rig, and then kill a third scion, and then destroy the vent that become exposed at the bottom of the rig. I need to run through the middle in order to see which part's been opened.
You actually are reading.
Yeah, I'm reading through it.
The whole thing, aren't you?
Because I didn't know how to do that one, so that's important. All right, go on, Gibbo, you make the next one. Destroy the Arsenal Walker. The Arse Walker.
The Arse Walker, what?
Destroy the Arse Walker.
You guys are horrible. Jeez.
I'm pretty sure there's a nice like one sheet out there on Twitter somewhere that basically has all these points in a lot smaller format.
Yeah.
I think I got this from Destiny.
I've changed the title of that on there.
Destroy the Dark Arts.
It's
Dark Ingrams.
No, I've just modified it slightly, so now it says destroy the ass. Just destroy the ass.
Oh, crap. So that's super easy. Like,
now you say that, but come on, that's easy. At least once per session, I'll see somebody just go to town on the walker while everyone else is trying to dunk the three things that come out.
Yeah, well, I guess there's one thing that some people I've seen that may not know what to do. Not to do, but there's a trick with the Scorch Cannons where you can hold the trigger down and you wait for it to tick over once, twice, or three times. And then it explodes and you get a much bigger explosion.
Yes,
yeah. No, I'm just quickly talking about, you know, a couple of things here and there. But there's lots of information out there. But yeah, you put the things in the... Unlock all the Scorch Cannons.
Put the thing in the thing.
Pick up the thing. And then shoot the stuff.
And then shoot the thing.
Yeah.
I just looked at the actual names of these things. So you got injection, you got destroy the arse. Well, the arse. Yeah.
Destroy the arse.
And then you got extraction, evacuation.
Sounds like Gibbo's night after something.
Oh, mate.
That's it. Like, you've got to evacuate.
So first there's the injection, then there's destroying the arse. And then there's...
Genius.
Then evacuating.
Stop talking about food, genius, because I have not eaten breakfast yet, and I want that bacon sandwich we talked about last week. Fucking hungry right now.
Sorry, dude. I'd cook you the bacon, but I just don't got any. Don't even have any spam right now.
You don't even have any spam. You call yourself a Tonga.
Thank That's goodness terrible. You are out of spam. You are doing yourself a favor.
You are all by yourself with the spam. You know that, Gene. Yeah. Like normally you'd have someone that would look after you.
I don't
you,
give a crap. I,
next you're going to say you have Vienna sausages.
We had to, all right?
You do know what the Vienna sausages are,
I was
right?
never a fan of Vienna sausages, though, growing up. I was never a fan of it.
I had those as a kid. I had those as a kid. I cannot do
way
them now.
Way too salty, dude.
Cannot do them now, though.
And get this, right? Okay, so quick question, Sin. Did you guys eat them cooked or straight out of the can?
Straight out of the fucking can. That's how you do it, like a champ.
Okay. That's the only way they did it. And I could, my brothers would love that. Dude, they would literally pop the can up and put ketchup right on the top of it. They wouldn't put ketchup on the side, like in a plate.
Ketchup will ruin that shit.
They put it right on the top.
Ketchup will just ruin that shit.
What are you talking about? Ketchup will not ruin nothing.
They didn't prepare the sausage. They just took it all down straight away. Is that what you're saying?
No, they pull it out and eat it one by one with like the ketchup on it, like kind of like a cupcake. They eat it like a cupcake. The ketchup is like the damn frosting.
You know, next time we're about
the
Addicts
podcast.
Now, don't
Vienna you? Sausage porno.
Yeah,
pull out, and stick it in.
they just pull that thing straight out and put it in their mouth. That's what you said.
What was the one you mentioned the other week? Is it how many things you can fit in your mouth at once? It's like a sausage party or something.
We had to lighten the
mood
a little
bit. I
think
that might have been the week that I missed.
It was just too serious for the first 30 minutes.
Did Bob have a Google moment yet?
Oh, Bob Bushman.
Did Bob have a Google moment?
We did have a request for you to Google something. By the way,
what from you guys?
I think Sync just came up with something.
Ray,
can you look up? Can you Google sausage party?
A sausage party
in reference to mouth.
What?
A mouth sausage party? I don't know if I need to Google that.
I don't know. I think it kind of just speaks for itself at that point, doesn't it?
I'm pretty sure we discussed the sausage party. Not we, because I wasn't there, but Wielding Hammer mentioned that in that one episode.
Yes. I remember that.
Sausage. Oh, fine. I'll see if there's such a thing. I mean, if there's anything different than what I'm thinking. Sausage party and what else? And mouth.
Sausage party mouth.
It's a sausage party mouth. There's a trailer for the sausage party. It looks like it's a new.
Have you seen that? It's a fucking awful film.
Yeah, it's good.
What? No, it's
work those buns. Sausage party movie clip. Work those buns.
That was with Seth Rogen,
it was
right?
Fucking terrible.
So I take it.
That's some pretty big names in that movie.
It is an awful movie, but it's funny.
Was it Selma Hayek?
Selma Hayek was in there, right? I just couldn't sit through it. There's somebody out there in the world that wants to swear more than me, and in order to do so, they've made themselves an entire fucking cartoon to do it. It's like, it was just bollocks. I'm sorry. Just a completely
different.
Yeah. You make sure you get Mrs. Bushman in the mood as well. You can get her to watch it.
Are you saying that's not good quality content creation?
No.
Oh, I can't believe I put. Did you guys see on the when I was running out the thing for the episode from last week? I was putting out grapes and cucumbers, or cucumbers and grapes, and I just put it in Bushman Bob's spelling errors. I'm like, ooh. It's when I was going to push it out to Twitter. I'm like, ooh, cumcumbers.
Bush, what do you talk like? How do you spell things to your clients and stuff, bro? Because if you're not spelling the word cum with C-O-M-E. You got another thing.
You can just imagine
spell check at work. He just doesn't use it here.
No, buddy, what I'm saying is if it spell checks to that word.
Hang on. I want to know, Bushman, what is it that you've been typing so that your predictive text comes out with cumcumber?
That's what I'm saying.
Then I actually did a Google search to find out if there was such a thing. There's not.
Was there anything there?
Nothing, just cucumbers.
That's really disappointing.
I know, I thought that would be pretty good.
Why don't you see if you can make yourself a cumcumber.com website so that something does
I didn't actually check cumcumber.com. I could check that.
I love the way that you're saying cumcumber as well.
Can I say cream of some young guy at all? Or is that not...
The cream of some young guy? That's a fucking Wayne's World jokes now, are we?
Is that actually where it's come from? It's free. Come Combat is free. You can
register it now.
No, it's casual sex, adult affair dating, sex dating, adult dating.
Sorry, hang on.
Adult personal.
What if,
adult cam chat.
If you were going to... If you were going to
that's what we're doing now. We're doing an adult chat.
If you were going to create cumcumber.com, like, what would the content be?
Well, the first thing I think of is like a cucumber with cum that's just sitting in it, like, and then you could suck it out. You can do whatever you want. Really.
Wow.
It's like it's like the martini for like Darrow's.
Oh my god, that was a lot more graphic than I was expecting.
And it came from Bush.
Well, he asked me what the first thing that came to mind.
Dude, I hope that Bush puts in a warning first thing in the introduction, because if there is no warning, I am sure there are going to be some words. If we don't get an email I'll be very surprised.
After 30 episodes, people haven't figured out that occasionally we might talk about cum.
No, the fact that you want to suck it out, Bush.
Well, it probably tastes pretty good. Like, if it's not, it wouldn't be real cum.
Did you hear him? You've got him going. He's actually going. Oh, come on, genius. Don't, what? genius, don't.
It's like cocksucking cowboys and stuff. It's like, it tastes good.
don't.
Is that an Australian thing, Bush?
What, cocksucking cowboys?
Seriously, dude.
What, you haven't had that as a drink, as a cocktail?
No.
No? You got cowboys in America? That's where you come from.
Genius.
Literally
I'm from Hawaii,
genius,
bro.
you're acting like you've never had a willy in your mouth.
No.
So what? So you haven't heard of...
Sounds like Gibbo has.
Well, this one time.
Gibbo?
Venetian sausage.
I don't think I've ever had a... I haven't had a penis in my mouth.
Quiet.
No. Haven't had a penis in a little while.
Not in at least the last 25 minutes, anyway.
Oh, dear. So talking about physical exercise...
like giving a blowjob is like the sexual equivalent of running a marathon.
I've been doing a few push-ups.
Did you actually take that idea and run? That's fucking brilliant.
No one was watching me, but I did it anyway.
So it was you and your no viewers.
Yep. I had one person, I explained it, and then they disappeared, and they didn't talk to me again, so it was pretty exciting stuff. But
dude, if you've chased a risen phoenix away from doing, like, from watching a stream just because you were doing push-ups...
No, it wasn't a risen, it was some other random, a couple of random, people just pop on and see who I am and pop off again.
Well, can you imagine, right? There's some people who are curious about Destiny. They're like, I'll see what some of the smaller people are doing. They click on Bushman Bob's channel, and there's this fat Heath Ledger looker, like, failing to do 10 push-ups while he's waiting for matchmaking to start.
Well, I changed it. At first I thought every point
he's
one
Richard
I'll do
Simmons,
10.
Remember.
I'll do.
Oh, yeah, Richard Simmons. Simmons.
No, he's Marky Mark, bro. Come on.
We were all fucking saying something different.
I can always post those pictures in general. I can post them in general, so everybody can see it.
I've already posted mine.
Just put the rock up for genius.
No, Sin, didn't you mock up a picture with all three of them?
There's a picture of Bushman's head on Richard Simmons, and then there's a picture of all three of them.
Yeah, do the one with all three of them, dude.
Oh,
put it up
God.
In Discord. And then put it up on Twitter, dude. Put it up on Twitter. Put up a poll.
Just put it everywhere.
Put up a poll. Who does a Bushman look more
send
like?
Send it to Cosmo and see if you can get it into next week's
And then
twop.
You know what you should do, Bush? You know what you should do? From that result, you should actually put that in your stream title every time.
What's that? Richard Simmons?
The Marky Mark of Destiny's playing.
No, the Richard Simmons
Richard
of Destiny.
Richard Simmons of Destiny.
Sure
Destiny is playing.
You've got short hair now. Everyone will get upset with getting you fucking liar.
Yeah. they're going to tune in thinking
put
that the actual
on.
Richard Simmons is playing Destiny 2.
The last time Bush had
bring him on the episode
last time
next
Bush
week.
Had long hair.
And they're going to get
The last time that Bush had long hair, he had a cap on.
Oh, dear.
Like a swimmer's cap.
Oh, okay, I'll just put a swimmer's cap on when I'm playing Destiny with my onesie. That'll look real good while I'm doing push-ups.
Destiny, Deej, right there. If you don't already have one, we just gave you something to add onto your list of items you can sell.
What? Richard Simmons lookalike.
Yeah.
Cap. No, Destiny swimmer's cap. Right there. So Bush can wear it with his Destiny onesie.
A slightly overweight Richard Simmons lookalike with a swimming hat and a onesie on.
This is good. Yes. Anyway. So I did that. That was fun. that I started off doing, I'll do 10 push-ups for every 0.1 that I'm under. And I'm like, and the first one I had to do was like 0.6. So I'm like, I'm not doing 60 push-ups. I'm doing it by fives. 30 maximum. So, but I actually did all right. Most of the time I actually didn't have to do push-ups, which was
good. And then, then your wife came in and she's like, why are you doing push-ups with the push-ups with the TV?
I'm just trying to impress you.
I'm trying to impress you. How long have you been married, Bushman?
Long enough.
Is it more than 10 years?
Yeah, more than 10, yeah.
Is it more than 15 years?
Not quite, nearly.
And how likely do you think your wife would be to buy the line, I'm trying to impress you, if she came in to see you doing push-ups on a fucking Sunday night at like 11 p.m. with your headset on?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. With the onesie and the swimmer's cap.
With the onesie and the swimming hat on.
What are you doing? It wouldn't, I put it this way, it wouldn't surprise her, I don't think.
That's so good. You're like, I'm just trying to impress you, love. And she's like, oh, right, yeah, okay, great, thanks. Next thing is like, hello, doctor? Yeah, he's finally lost it. He's got his PlayStation.
If you don't believe me, just look on his stream right now. Yeah, there's no one watching him.
There's no one watching. There's no one watching, but he's still talking as if he's got 150 people watching him fail to do push-ups. And did I mention that he's got a swimming hat?
And after he's done with his set, you see two guys come in with a straitjacket, strap him up, and wheel him up.
And then his stream is left on
all night like it was the last.
But no one will be watching it.
You could be the first person carted to the mental institution live on Twitch.
Destiny, for doing too much Destiny.
That would be awesome. I would clip that. I would clip
that. I would watch it. I'd sub to you if that happened.
I'd have one listener. Listener, watcher, whatever they call those people.
Oh, by the way, Genius, now that you're on, now's a good time to let you know that the clan that I'm in has only got one active member in it.
You?
Yes.
You.
Damn, dude, you guys are falling off like flies, bro. You went from 6, which you guys had a full fire team for a raid, to 4, which you guys had a full fire team for PvP, and now you have 1.
Yeah.
What is it called, Bush? What is that thing that you and Sync tried?
Nightfall.
Guided game
for the Nightfall. You can't even do that with guided games now.
Really?
No, you need to have at least 2 people for the activity, or like half of what it is. So 2 for the Nightfall, and I think 3, maybe 4 for the at least 50% of what you're doing.
So, Gibbo, you can solo queue in everything if you want. How's that?
Yeah, but I won't get any fucking engrams out of it, will I?
No, definitely
maybe,
will not.
Maybe.
You come to us.
Maybe I will need to finally bite the bullet.
Did everyone get their Iron Banner butt rags and...
No.
I've got some stuff.
I have not played any Iron Banner yet.
None.
I was going to play last night and got caught up binge watching Stranger Things, and now only one episode away from finishing. So, I have a lot of video content I need to do. No, I'll do it tonight. It's only 8:36 now, so I got plenty of day left to do some banana.
Nice. Get up.
After this, I'm going straight back to bed, dude.
Nice.
My daughter woke up this morning with, I don't know if any of you guys have kids. Have you guys ever dealt with croup?
Mm-hmm.
Nasty cough.
Oh my goodness, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. Like, first thing this morning, I'm sleeping next to baby because we both fell asleep watching
Stranger Things.
Watching in the loft. And then all I hear is like a barking cough. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
So, in a panic mode, wifey comes out. We're both trying to figure out what the
hell. Did you let the dog out when you were finished? Or?
No dogs. That's the crazy thing, dude. No dogs. So I ended up standing in the bathroom with my daughter for like 15 minutes, sweating my ball sacks off because we had to get her some steam to clear out her throat a little bit. Like, damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pins and needles, man.
No, that's not good.
Kids.
Yes. Anyone else want to talk anything about anything, you know? Anything?
No, it's better. I've had a good run at Iron Banner for my first go. So I've got High Element and Arms of my Titan.
Oh, yeah, your first go on PS4, you're right.
I've got the...
And how's your Hunter set?
I've got the Auto, the Pulse, and the Fusion, and my Hunter didn't get anything because I didn't turn any engrams in. And I got the Helmet, Chest, Legs, and a Bond for my Warlock.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
And you've got quite a lot.
How many things did you get? Were you playing it massively?
330 Iron Banner tokens. So
fucking hell.
Ooh.
Is that like the new Weep or something, is it? You found a little...
The new what? Weep?
The new Weep, isn't it?
Called Synchromeshi, the true Destiny addict.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, yeah.
So that's over 100. You would have done over 100 games to do that, yeah?
Yeah, but like we had a few good streaks as well.
100 games, 10 minutes per game, 6... What's my maths like? Here we go. 10, you've done about 15, 20 hours in the last 5 days?
I've got no idea.
I've got no idea, he says. Look at that. No, yeah, he just lost himself in the banana.
Quite a few games with Bushman, I think, because I was playing in the same round with him and heard him do push-ups in the background. Yes, a few games with Genius and a few of the other boys.
Yeah, so we're just waiting for Kenta to be done with his busy season so that he can jump in with us.
Mate. Right there,
I thought you were going to say when he's finished Bush with his one person in his clan.
And then Bush will spam you with clan invites until you actually...
No, I sent him another one this week, I think.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I did notice that some arsehole had sent me something.
It's generally me.
It's all good.
Yeah, I just thought you Kenta, might...
Would it be any different if we asked nicely?
No.
It's nicely.
No, you would say, would it be any different just scare them away more. Besides Bushman?
Oh, these assholes are too nice. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. Honestly, if these guys suddenly start being nice to me, then I'll know something is really fucking up.
Dude, didn't you know that Bush is going to be taken away on his next stream?
His what?
What am I going to be doing? Taking it away.
No, you're being taken away by the mental institution.
He's going to take it away.
Oh, like, you know, speaking really of being taken away on streams, did anybody see that trailer with MTashed or whatever? Some live event via Twitch and you can vote on stream?
No, I haven't seen that.
Say what?
Yeah, it's like some how much push-up
he does? Or?
No, it's like some zombie apocalypse live stream.
I have no idea what that's about.
Because MTash is a Destiny guy, isn't he?
I thought so.
I play all sorts of stuff.
Oh, is he more variety streamer?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I think that's most of
The Taken Blight heroic public event.
Oh right? My god.
Back to that.
When you go into the... You go in, you get your buff, you go out, you shoot the big thing. That's it. Done. Oh, no, you deleted it. That's how you do it. That's either you go in, you get your buff, you go out, you shoot it. That's it. It's a really easy one to get heroic, and then you kill people. Oh, no, he's deleting the lot. Then the Spire integration. Hang on. Undo. Undo. Undo.
Just highlight everything and delete it.
I found it.
Man. I did.
I found it on Twitter.
And for fuck's sake. I know what you're writing before you write it.
All right, so I found the apocalypse.
If anyone wants to find out how to do that, DM me or just blame Kenta Gibbo because
I just went into our dog and deleted everything.
Average Joe from the from the Destiny tracker, he actually did write up something on that, and I think he posted it into our Discord for everybody to see.
Yeah, but there are some people that listen to this that want to know how to do it without the rigmarole of finding
and they can
stuff.
Join our Discord.
I don't read stuff on Discord.
Incentive, right?
It's the incentive.
Because reading
game.
Is a little better than actually listening, because they're going to listen to you once, right? And if they're going to be playing the events, they're not going to listen to the podcast just to hear how to do
it. Well, they can listen in the car. No. They go, okay, the Taken Blight. I didn't know how to do that. Right? Now they know they have to run in, get the buff, kill one ad inside it, jump out and kill the big ball in the middle and don't worry about the other ones. That's it. That's how you do that one.
See, I love how you're starting to sound a bit lost now that I've deleted everything off the running dock so that you can't read it.
No, that's the main one. I actually didn't know what to do on that one. And the one with the witches, you kill the witches by standing in the circles, and then there's two things that pop up above where the witches were. You kill them, and then that triggers that. That's the other one I didn't know. That's it. Done. All right. Off you go, Sin.
Sin, you were going to say about the zombie apocalypse, bud, before these guys just rudely interrupted?
Jesus. Can't get a word in edgewise. But I love you all. But yes, MTashed, it's called Escape Apocalypse. I'm going to post a link in, I'll post it in our part of Discord here in just a few minutes, but it looks really cool. It says, guys, check out this cool project I'm helping out with, the first interactive reality show on Twitch. You can vote on contestants, decide where they sleep, what they eat, and even mess with the temperatures in the room. And it highlights Escape Apocalypse, says, check out our commercial for our new reality show hosted by MTashed. 24/7 live action reality show starts soon. And there is a
big
Twitch
Big Brother on Twitch.
Yeah.
Except you've got a little bit of interaction in it.
Well, okay. Has there been like escape rooms popping up in your areas at all?
Yeah, they've been around for
They're
years.
They're close. Not directly.
I've never heard of them until like the last maybe 3-4 years or so. And I think that actually would be pretty cool, being able to be put into a room where you have to figure out a scenario on how to get out of that room.
Yeah, the escape room.
I've never done one personally, but I would like
to. I've never done it either. Destiny escape room. How to communicate with you, with everyone in there. I just reckon we get Deej and Cosmo and DMG04 and all the Destiny crew to go in an escape room, see how they can communicate with each other and get out. Because communication's key.
It's going to be like a really different version of Anus for Eyeballs.
Anus for Eyeballs, yeah. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling with Destiny at the moment. You're completely blind about what's happening next. But, yes. I guess we'll find out in 10 days' time. Well, we'll find out. Well, by the time you listen to this episode, the next thing would have come out, and hopefully they would have explained a little bit more on when they're going to actually do the quality of life improvements, and we'll find out.
Oh, God. I just hope that it's good. That's all I really want. I just want Luke Smith and Mark Noseworthy to come in and go, guys, we listened. Here's a bunch of shit that you've all been asking for. And you know what? It doesn't even need to be everything. It just needs to be some stuff that shows that they're actually going for it. As long as I can get that, it's going to be great.
They just need time frames on the stuff that he's already said that they're going to do. So with the DLC, these three things are happening. Within a month after that, we're going to try to get this done. Don't get shitty with us if we're not. I know you said you want to know. That's what we're aiming for. And just actually give us some dates. But, yes, we'll see what happens in the real world. All right. Well, I'm going to call it, guys.
You do that, Bushman.
I reckon everyone... there wasn't. Seeing you said there wasn't much in the 12. I agreed. There wasn't really much to bring up that was of any.
Yeah, not much in there. Recap from the live stream from Tuesday.
It was not much.
It wasn't much. The live public event.
We didn't talk about it, but was the live stream this one about the public event with the
chests, the biggest
where there was no loot.
Yeah, the two chests.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just me and oh my God.
No, it's when Deej says this is going to be the most rewarding public event ever. One piece of blue gear and two tokens later, Deej has egg on his face.
He didn't mean that you're actually going to get shit. He just means there's two chests.
Yeah.
Two chests, one event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and yes, I'm referring to two
roles. Well, to be honest, both of those things that you referenced are really full of shit, so I think it's a pretty good analogy.
Oh boy. I'm still excited for it, don't get me wrong, but
I am, yeah, like, that was funny. I'm getting towards the limits of my not being salty, but I'm still looking forward to it. I think the Osiris character himself looks fucking hardcore, and I can't wait to get my hands on some new stuff for a change.
Yeah. Nah.
Imagine if you could actually look like that in the game. That would be so...
Yeah, imagine if we actually had a character builder that was better than the old PS3 bullshit that they somehow decided was the best thing that they could do for us.
Yeah, you're not salty at all.
Not at all. Not fucking at all.
You're 2 out of 10, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I still am. Like, as much as we complain about it this episode and we can give constructive feedback,
those, like,
I'm like
salts,
a, I'm
you
like
a regular
2 or 3.
Salt that you,
I'm salt
regular
and vinegar.
Salt fine, yeah. Like fine grains, yeah. Right? Kendo's sea salt. He's the big grain. He's really salty.
Let me get this straight, right? One thing that is frustrating the fuck out of me in my life right now is that I don't get the time to play. Yeah, yep. I want to play this fucking game. And it's that feeling, it's that desire to play the fucking game that drives me to be vocal about the fact that I want this game to be better. That's all it is. And yes,
oh, the main thing I'm worried about is if things go pear-shaped, that the community, the amount of good people in the community drop off and find something else and there's less people to play with. It's as simple as that. Like, we want good people to stick around.
Because, to be honest, as long as there's more than 300 people and those people happen to be the idiots that download our podcast, I think we're going to be okay.
Yep.
Yep.
That's good.
All good.
All right, let's properly call it then. Who wants to go first? Go on.
I'll go first.
All right,
as usual. Sin. Love it. All right, first I want to say that we do have the Destiny Addicts podcast. twitch.tv/community/DestinyAddictsPodcast is up and running. There's only one follower, and it is myself.
New logo to be done, and I will be on there as well, just after, as soon as we're done, Sin.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. But it is up and running, and anytime we stream to that community, the streams will pop up there, which is cool. So, nice. Genius and Bush, you got some work to do.
Yeah, Bushman.
So now you can find me.
So when I stream, it pops into there automatically. Can I?
Yep.
You said you were going to help me before, and you didn't do it. So,
look at that.
Always awake when I'm asleep. Like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
That's what she said.
I love it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I'll get on there and help you. But you can find me twitch.tv/sinmedia and Twitter at @sin_media.
Good.
And Kendall, since you were next?
Yes.
That's where you find it. Just yes. That's it.
Just type in yes. And
just type in yes or 69. He's going to do 69.
Half speed just to piss off that one guy that we talked about last week.
Yeah, no, I actually did forget what I was going to do again. Kendo Gibbo 1980 on PSN and Kendo Gibbo on Twitch. Not Twitch, Twitter. For fuck's sake. I don't give a fuck. It's Kendo Gibbo on stuff.
Good. Genius, are you laughing? You're next.
No, what was it?
No, Genius.
Jeez, just one of you do it.
It's like the teenagers on the phone. You hang up first. No, you hang up first.
You get up first.
No, you hang up first. Oh, I love you. I love you more. I love you more.
You can find me.
That sounds like me and my dad when we go.
You and your dad.
You can find me on Synchromeshi on PSN on Xbox and Synchromeshi_ on Twitter.
Alrighty. You can find me at TheGenius93 on Twitter as JEANIUS93 or Genius93 on Twitch. And Mr. Bush.
Bushman Bob, you can see me do push-ups on Twitch and Twitter. Well, you can't see me push-ups on Twitter, but whatever. And Discord and the rest of it. I did want to just jump in and say continued thank you for the Patreon people that continue to support us, which is Average Joe, JC Jesse, Nerd Nurse, and there is one more.
Fuck.
Wow. There is one more. I should go in there and check.
Drafty?
Yeah, it is Drafty. That's right. Big thank you to those guys. There you go. I knew there was someone that would actually know this.
Thank
stuff.
You guys so much.
And join the clan if you can.
No.
And yeah, you can if you want.
No.
If you don't want to, don't do it. If you
need to get your engrams if you don't want to, dude. We have all of them. If you
hey, man, my warlock is 305. I'm good.
All right, so I've got four things. If you want to support us, number one, pay us. Number two, if you can't do that, join the clan. If you can't do that, let others know about us.
Join
when you game on Twitter, just retweet us to whatever you can do. And if not, when you're on the toilet next, just give us an iTunes review or something like that. So they're the ways you can help us if you wanted, so we can expand out a little bit more and reach more people. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but as long as we're not reaching behind.
And please keep playing Destiny, because if people stop playing this shit, we're done anyway.
No, there's only 300 people in the world playing Destiny. It's going to be hard to matchmake.
Then we will be Fortnite Addicts Podcast. Yeah. If Destiny fails, we're going to Fortnite.
You heard it here first, folks.
Actually, I think we should do South Park, Fractured But Whole. I think we should be an Addicts Podcast on that. Seems like that'd be a little bit better.
If you guys, I'm going
to think South Park, Fractured But Whole Addicts is a bit more of a mouthful, though.
What did you call Spam Addicts? Is that what you said, Genius?
Buttholes? What?
Butthole spam addicts.
No, Vienna sausage addicts.
Butthole spam. That sounds like an illness.
I'm going to type that up. All right, hang on, just before we finish up. Butthole spam. Oh, let's see what the image search comes up with this baby. Oh, I can't type.
Oh, when you tweet the episode, can we get away from episode 22? Because it seems like we've been unstuck on that for ages.
What?
I see the new episode come out. It says episode 22. And it's like episode 30. Cool cucumbers and something.
That would be Bush's proper skills.
I know this sounds like spam, but no, that's not it. Images, butthole spam. Let's just check whether or not there's such a thing as butthole spam.
There's just guys in
spam.
I did, about halfway down the first page or so, I did...
What is that? It's a butthole. I don't know if it's spam, but it's definitely a butthole.
Is there a butthole just with spam on it?
I think it's a dog. They can see his spam maybe in the butt. I don't know.
Oh, God, stop.
Yeah.
It's not good. An ultrasound. Why would an ultrasound come up?
Sin said he's hungry, dude. I don't think Sin's going to be hungry after this.
Butthole spam.
Not for spam. Anyway.
So what were you saying about episode 22? Were you referring to Twitter that every episode that we post says podcast episode 22?
Exactly. Yeah, yes, I've seen that a few times as well.
He needs to turn off the automated feed from, it looks like, Podbean. That's all it. That's fucking laziness. That's just fucking laziness.
It's in episode 30.
Bush, you're like... 9 episodes way too late.
Here we go. Check out our latest podcast episode 22, Onesies and Happy Sacks, and it quotes episode 30. Check out our latest podcast episode 22, Onesies and Happy Sacks, Desi Addicts Podcast 29, Canadian onesies. Fire Hose.
That's just how great our community is. They don't even tell us when to stuff up.
It's probably because
are you getting commission for doing the extra selling on your onesies?
On your onesies. Oh, God. I can't believe it took us another 10 minutes.
1-800-867-5309. Destiny Addicts onesies. Mail order.
Simmons print available.
Please see dealer for details.
Okay.
All right. I'm done.
Are we done?
Okay, bye.